What if everything you needed to know about money could fit on a 3x5 index card? When Harold Pollack, a University of Chicago professor, casually scribbled down basic financial rules during an interview, he never expected the photo to go viral with hundreds of thousands of views. Major outlets like The Washington Post and Forbes praised its elegant simplicity. The reaction revealed something profound. Despite what the trillion-dollar financial industry wants you to believe, the path to financial security isn't complicated. Consider Sam, who inherited money after his father's death but left it untouched for years, paralyzed by conflicting advice and fear. His story isn't unique. 76% of Americans experience monthly financial stress, with 60% worried they'll outlive their savings. The solution isn't more complexity, it's radical simplicity with unwavering discipline. Financial security begins with tracking expenses. Between 1998 and 2013, median household income fell $3,000 while essential costs soared. Nearly half of American households couldn't produce $400 for emergencies without borrowing. Constant money worries trigger tunneling, endless small financial decisions that deplete your capacity for larger ones, often leading to credit card dependence. Track every expense for 3 months using tools like Mint.com. The first month reveals recurring costs. By month three, you've captured occasional expenses too. Rather than rigid budgets that fail like starvation diets, think of this as surfing a financial wave, accounting for predictable expenses while maintaining flexibility. Your first milestone, an emergency fund covering 3 months of non-negotiable expenses. For quick wins, eliminate unnecessary fees and reduce food waste, which costs families $1,365 to $2,275 annually. Make saving automatic through direct transfers to separate accounts. If 10-20% seems impossible, start with 1% and increase monthly. Nobody begins weightlifting with 50 pounds. Paying down high-interest debt delivers guaranteed returns no investment can match. Credit cards average 15%. Store cards reach 25%. The industry deliberately sets minimum payments low through anchoring, making you assume the suggested amount is appropriate. A $5,000 balance at 18% with minimum payments takes 32 years to clear, costing over $12,000 in interest. The optimal strategy? List debts by interest rate and attack the highest first while maintaining minimums on others. Prioritizing a 25% card over a 10% loan saves nearly $1,000 over 3 years. Consider forming an accountability group. Ellie, Meredith, and Joan met regularly to track progress, expanded to 6 members, and collectively eliminated tens of thousands in debt. Call creditors to negotiate lower rates. They may agree rather than lose you to transfers. Stop accumulating new debt by using cash or debit cards. Rewards programs are traps. People earning $25 monthly rewards increased spending by $76 and debt by $197. While bankruptcy affects credit access, it immediately stops harassment and provides a fresh start for insurmountable debt. After emergency savings, retirement becomes your most crucial priority, with no second chances. Starting in your 20s lets you maintain your standard of living after work ends. Wait until your 40s, and you'll need to save over a third of your salary to catch up. Many claim they'll work until they drop, but only 20% remain employed past 65, with most leaving earlier due to health issues, caregiving, or age discrimination. Compound interest makes starting early transformative. Beginning at 25 and saving $104 monthly for 40 years at 6% yields about $200,000 by 65. Wait until 45 and you'll need $430 monthly for the same amount. Retirement accounts grow tax-free, allowing more money to compound without annual taxes eroding returns. Most workplace plans are 401ks or 403bs, allowing pre-tax contributions with possible employer matching. Never turn down the match. 1 in 4 workers don't contribute enough, costing themselves an average of $1,336 annually in free money. Traditional IRAs offer immediate tax deductions with tax-free growth, while Roth IRAs use after-tax contributions but offer tax-free withdrawals in retirement. Withdrawals before age 59 and a half typically incur taxes plus a 10% penalty. When changing jobs, keep workplace plans intact. They typically offer lower fees and stronger protections than IRAs. Individual stock picking is financial self-sabotage. Many imagine becoming the next Warren Buffett, forgetting he benefits from special access, billions in capital, and expert analysts unavailable to regular investors. Researchers Brad Barber and Terrence Odine studied 66,465 households and found active traders underperformed the market by nearly 6.5% annually. Financial media perpetuates the myth that beating the market is easy. When Jim Cramer enthusiastically promoted GT Advanced Technologies as a winner in August 2014, the company filed for bankruptcy 2 months later. His picks underperformed the market by 1.5% annually. If someone could truly predict stock movements, why sell newsletters instead of quietly making billions? Alternative investments, gold, collectibles, cryptocurrency, are marketed as exciting opportunities but remain risky and difficult to value. The 2017 cryptocurrency bubble saw Bitcoin rise from 1,000 to nearly 20,000, only to crash below 4,000. The solution? Buy and hold 3 to 4 broad market index funds. This passive approach has outperformed 80 to 90% of active managers over any 10-year period. Warren Buffett himself recommends a very low-cost S&P 500 index fund for his own children's inheritance. When seeking financial advice, demand a fiduciary, someone legally required to prioritize your interests over commissions. Most advisors work to the suitability standard, recommending high commission products while hiding behind over 200 impressive titles. AARP found that 1 in 10 seniors attended free financial seminars within 3 years, with over half containing misleading information and 13% outright fraud. Seek fee-only advisors and ask, do you work to the fiduciary standard at all times? Before the Great Depression, Americans predominantly rented. The Depression introduced the 20% down, 30-year mortgage, transforming homeownership into automatic savings. However, stock investments have historically outperformed housing by 8 times since 1890. Experts recommend spending no more than 1/3 of take-home pay on housing, and home ownership requires at least 5 years to break even. While challenging to save, 20% down reduces payments, secures better rates, and prevents going underwater. Stick with Elizabeth Warren's plain vanilla options, traditional 15 or 30-year fixed mortgages with 20% down for stability. Insurance protects against financial catastrophes. Life insurance safeguards dependents if you die unexpectedly. Even stay-at-home parents need coverage, as they provide services worth over $100,000 annually. Choose term insurance. Avoid whole or universal life policies that combine insurance with investments, costing multiples more. 1 in 4 20-year-olds will become disabled before retirement, yet Social Security disability insurance averages only $1,200 monthly. Insurance should protect your net worth, not cover minor repairs. Choose high-deductible homeowners and auto policies, focusing auto insurance on liability coverage at least twice your net worth. Thanks to the Affordable Care Act, everyone can get health insurance regardless of pre-existing conditions. For retirement, only immediate annuities and longevity annuities, beginning at ages 80 to 85, are worth considering. Despite careful planning, no magic bullet protects against all financial misfortune. Social Security and Medicare support most Americans at some point, keeping nearly half of elderly Americans out of poverty. Your journey toward financial security requires discipline and simplicity, not genius. Keep that index card visible. The financial industry wants you to believe you need their expensive advice and complex products. You don't. You need a plan you can understand, stick to, and trust. Now stop worrying and start living.